there's a little bit of a formula to this. So I wanted to share that with you today in case you're in the same sort of situation or you're just looking for something to do that will align better your day-to-day and your ultimate purpose in life.
Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated.
Hello, hello, happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Monday Motivation here at Ignited. Today's mini episode comes from a question that was posed to me on MentorCam, which is an app that I love using to connect with you guys. If you guys want to try that out, we'll have a link below. But the question was from a guy who said that he got stuck in a career he hates and really, really doesn't like what he does on a day-to-day basis, but is really scared of leaving it. And the question was, how do you figure out what will align for you, what will make you feel connected and maybe hopefully help you find purpose in what you do on an everyday basis? And there's a little bit of a formula to this, so I wanted to share that with you today in case you're in the same sort of situation or you're just looking for something to do that will align better your day-to-day and your ultimate purpose in life. So what I found is a really good method to understand where your why is, how you can define the movement, the practices, the things you're going to do in everyday life that connect what you want dearly and what will feel good for you, is to do a little Venn diagram kind of little experiment. So do this with me as I say it, and you're going to create 4 different lists of things, and then you're going to connect them through a Venn diagram and see what you meet in the middle. So what I want you to do is create a list of all the things you're good at. I don't know how old you are right now, but throughout life, you have become good at some things. You've been told about some of these things you've been good at since you were a kid. I was good at taking tests. I was great at reading. I was pretty good at math. I was good at listening to people. So make a list of all the things you are good at. That's list one. Next, make a list of all the things you love doing. It may be a surprise to you, but there may be some things that you really are good at and you really don't like doing them. That's how some of us get stuck in jobs that pay us good money, but we hate. So list one, things you are good at. Next, list of things that you love doing. The third list is going to be a list of things that will make the people around you, will make their lives better. Now, there's a little flexibility in this. You can talk about your family, your community, your partner. You can talk about the city you live in or the world at large, right? One of my things on that list is help people beat their addiction, right? What can you do that can make people's lives better? That's a big piece of the puzzle in the Ignited Wheel of Life. That's under the contribution slice of the pie. So we've got, what are you good at? What do you like doing? And what can help make other people's lives better? Those are necessary lists. The fourth one is optional, and it is only if you want to make your purpose a thing that also makes you a living, because the fourth list is, what will people pay you money to do? There are things you like doing that can't make any money. There are things you're good at that can't make any money. And there are things that will make other people's lives better that will make you no money. And if you want to support yourself using your purpose like I do in my life, you need to be able to pay rent and pay for food, et cetera. So the fourth list is optional, but it would be, what will people pay you for? Now you take all 4 of those and you overlay them and you see what pieces of the puzzle, what things that you can do and that you're good at and that you like doing can contribute to society and might pay you money as well. And if you can find something that fits all 4 of those together, you've got magic. If you've got something that can fit 3 of them, you're pretty damn good. But use this method today, right after this, and see what comes up for you. Hope this has been helpful. See you next week.
You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our number one motivator. Leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you. So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?